feel so concrete. I'll let you reel near to my soul, so close that you have a love you can't control. Sitting by the edge of the world, I know it's true that we wrote a language just for me and you. Stayed in that place and spent all of our day, the flashes of color that lit right through the into mine. Stay here and we'll align. Your shadow passes into mine.
My lover's got humor, she's the giggle at a funeral, knows everybody's disapproval. I should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes, she tells me worship in the bedroom. Heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life.
Hello, world.
Good morning.
Do you think these are working?
I think so. I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Great.
Actually, I can hear you, but...
You can't?
No. But maybe it's just the headphones.
Maybe.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
This is our semi-first show. We are missing a third of the triumvirate. That is Vagabond. Shout out to Jenna. We love you, and we miss you, and we can't wait to see you next week. Anyways, I'm DJ Malls.
I'm Perna. I'm working on my DJ name, but I feel like Perna is kind of enough for me.
Perna's enough for right now, maybe. We'll be more creative next week. We're a little tired.
Mm-hmm.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Perna, anything interesting happen on May 1st?
March 1st?
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Well, a couple of things happened. Nothing super, Ben says, he can hear me, but very quiet. Okay, I'll speak up, because I think it's only picking up through the microphone.
Mm.
Okay.
Hi, Ben.
On this day in history, well, the Lindbergh baby was kidnapped.
Yikes.
In 1932. So... You know, it is something that happened. I don't think we should ignore it. It's not very happy, though.
No, not a happy one.
Apart from this, Chopin was born. So was Justin Bieber.
J-Biebs.
What else? I guess today, in 1998, Titanic became the first film to gross $1 billion.
Oh my goodness.
So, this is the world we live in.
Yeah. Wow. Cool.
So
today's kind of March 1st is kind of a boring day, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of a boring day. Did I say Justin Bieber was born?
Justin Bieber was born, but I think that makes it worse.
Yeah, it's not. Okay.
Hey, Rotem. I see that you're listening. I'm going to have a song play for you later. So, yeah. We were going to come up with a theme, and that one slipped away.
Yeah, well, this is something I'd like to have as a recurring segment on our show, where either Malls or I or Jenna will come up with two or three songs that have a theme in common, and the other person has to guess it, or callers
can
call in and guess the theme. And I think we'll probably start out with something easy and then work up to more obscure themes.
I like obscure themes.
Yeah.
Ooh, fun.
It's okay if we don't guess them.
No. Yeah, of course. Oh, I like that idea. Do you have any songs you want to start us out with?
I have a song I would like to start out with, just because it's kind of fun. Do I announce it before or after?
Whatever pleases you.
Okay. Well, this is a sample for a very famous song that most people would probably guess right away. but I will announce it afterward.
I'm excited.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay, so that was Bound by the Ponderosa Twins Plus One. Obviously, that's a sample for Kanye's Bound 2.
I like that.
Yeah. I stumbled upon that one day and thought that was a really fun sample.
It is.
And sometimes I get into samples and Ben helps me with that. Hi, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. Are the Ponderosa Twins actually twins, or are they just, like, friends? Or is it one person? Do we know?
Oh, I should really look that up.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you on that. I wanted to read your horoscope, if that's okay. Ooh,
go for it.
Okay. So this is a horoscope for Capricorn. So if you're listening, Capricorns, this is for you. March 1st, 2017. Your ability to find innovative approaches to tasks may serve you well today, Capricorn. Today is full of energy and mental activity. Mental acuity. Sorry, mine's not full of mental activity because I can't read this.
You mental acuity. What does that mean?
That most things come easily. With detail-oriented projects, take extra time to think of the possibilities. Mm. Try to see things from all angles. There may be far more choices than you thought. Make the most of this by jotting down your random ideas.
Ooh. That's actually a really good horoscope for me, I think.
That's a good one.
Usually Capricorns are kind of boring, but this kind of relates to the essay I'm writing for Ulysses. Shout out.
Shout out, James Joyce.
Shout out to James Joyce.
If you're listening.
if you're listening from beyond the grave. So I have a really sweet song I would like to play, and it reminds me of a special someone, and I think you guys will like it. Here it goes.
Oh,
So that was My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. And a special thank you to Guy for loving that song and making me love it.
Oh, hi, Guy.
Hi, Guy. Pern learned something interesting about the Ponderosa twins.
Yes. So it's composed of two sets of identical twins along with a friend.
I'd love to be the friend. That's a fun crew to hang out with.
I should read their names. Alfred and Alvin Pelham, Keith and Kirk Gardner, and Ricky Spicer.
Ricky Spicer, that's a fun name.
Spicer.
Spicer sounds fun.
Yeah, I hope I'm saying those right.
Yeah.
Those are the
fun twins.
Ponderosa twins, plus one. Fun. Interesting name.
Wait,
interesting
that explains
story.
Their album title, yeah. Then.
Two plus one.
It explains.
Also the band name.
Explains a lot.
Yes, it does. Okay. Well, you said you were talking about some interesting stuff with our friend Allie yesterday.
Wow.
If we want to get into that, I could play another song and we could marinate on that.
We can marinate on it. It's a lot. So if you're ready to hear this one, just take a deep breath. We'll listen to the song out and then I'll divulge our conversation after.
Okay. Well, I would like to play one of my favorite Bob Marley songs.
Ooh.
Actually, it is my favorite Bob Marley song. And someone very important to me, it is also their favorite Bob Marley song.
Nice.
And another person important to me, actually, my mother. So this is for Ben and my mom and everyone who loves the song.
Awesome.
I don't want no waiting game.
Hello. We are back. That was, of course, Waiting in Vain by Bob Marley and the Wailers. Beautiful song.
To keep you guys... Thank you for waiting while I'm racking my brain on how to tell you what Allie and I talked about.
A lot, I can confirm.
This is both me being tired and me grappling with this idea. But Allie informed me that there is an article and some guy, the author, basically cited the elections, the Oscars, and the Super Bowl, where the events didn't go as we would expect, to be sources for glitches in our system, because there are a handful of scientists who believe that we are sort of like in a video game and that we're being controlled by some other force, and that they're either just messing with us or there's a glitch in the system. And then that really freaked Allie and I out, because we thought it was Westworld and we were like, whoa. Yeah. So, and then the conversation took a nosedive and started talking about the ocean, giant squids, the Bermuda Triangle, outer space.
Giant squids are wild. They're really giant.
They're crazy. And also we started talking about multi-dimensions. It got pretty wild. Mm-hmm.
How can it be that so few people have seen... Has anyone seen a live giant squid? Sorry, I'm stuck on the squids.
I don't think... Some have, like, washed up, weirdly enough. Mm. There are a lot of weird things in our ocean that we don't know about,
yes.
Which is scary.
Yes.
Perrin, I have a question for you that Allie and I chatted about last night.
Mm.
Would you rather be in outer space without, like, a tether to anything, like, just floating alone, or dropped into the depths of the ocean alone?
How deep in the ocean?
Deep. Like where the weird stuff is.
I think they'd both be really scary for their own reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the emptiness of space... I don't know. I don't know if I would like that.
Mm.
Or if I would prefer that over the ocean. Where it's
interesting.
Empty, but it's like... claustrophobic more? I don't know. Let me think about it.
Okay.
I'm kind of leaning towards space just because
mm-hmm.
I think that would be really something.
Yeah. Allie and I pick space too.
Yeah. Okay.
Space is more, it has a nice view, whereas under the water I feel like...
Well, it's just dark.
I don't want any giant squids touching me. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. The ocean... runs the risk of things touching you, and
mm-hmm.
like I really don't like when things touch me in water.
Absolutely not. If you guys have any thoughts about this, you can call the studio line, which is 855-915-9636. And I'm gonna read us a little mandatory PSA. This one's on pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the roads and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. So if anyone's listening from their car radio, please be careful while driving, especially on the intersection between Pro Row and College Ave, because that is a hard one to cross.
It is hard. And if you're walking, listening to us, look out for cars.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't stop.
Get off your phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All around.
I have a song. This one's for Rotem, because she showed it to me. And I've been listening to it lately, so... Rotem, Zabish Filech.
Dreamer, fold your wings. The rain is coming. Illusion feeds your lucid dreams. The rain is coming. It's time to fade to simple things. Oh, hail the emptiness. So dreamer, dreamer, fold your wings. It's time to feel blessed. And when I hold honey, I love you. Don't you know I love you? Oh, I need you. Oh, dreamer, dreamer, fold your wings. The rain is coming. It's time to shed this naked skin. The rain is coming. Illusion feeds your lucid dreams. All hail the emptiness. So dreamer, dreamer, fold your wings. It's time to feel blessed. And when I hold honey, I love you. Don't you know I love you? Oh, I need.
Was Dreamer by the Angel Sea. Again, thank you, Rotem, for introducing me to that one. Any song you'd like to play or any insight you'd like to share?
Insight. Not for now.
Not for now?
I'd play a song. This is Naboko the Soul by Arthur Verosai. I am trying to learn Portuguese.
Ooh.
So that is what I have for you so far. Anyway, I'll play this song for you.
Chegou de trem.
We are back. I am manning the controls right now. I'm womaning the controls right now. I am being a person at the controls right now. Molly just taught me how to do this. Malls, do you have any songs you want to play or any wisdom to share?
Don't have any wisdom. I do have a request.
Yes.
From Guy. It's one of his favorite songs, and it's by Nina Simone, and it's called Baltimore. And a funny story about it is that Guy thinks the song is so beautiful. When he heard it, he said to me, I want to go to Baltimore.
Mm.
But if you listen to the lyrics of the song, she doesn't paint the city super nicely. But I think it's the magic of her voice that could just convince you to do anything.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Also, to connect back to our previous conversation about outer space, I didn't realize this, but the socks I'm wearing are actually of planets and astronauts. So,
ooh.
Outer space has been on my mind today.
Yes, it has.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you decided to float through space with me. I would love to I would love to float through the emptiness with you.
Oh, I'd love to. That'd be a really fun group activity.
Ooh. Field trip.
Field trip. Outer space.
Great. All right. Well, we will play the song for you. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, so guess whose computer just died?
We're gonna play that on the other computer right now.
Yeah. So
that's okay.
I feel like if one technical difficulty doesn't happen every show, it's not a show.
It's true. It's not our show.
Not our show. Things go too smoothly.
Yeah. It is true that we haven't had a show yet because of technical difficulties. Mm-hmm. So it's only fitting.
It's okay, though.
It's all right. It happens. Okay. We are going to play this song for you.
Let's try this one again.
Beat up little seagull on a marble stand. Ocean, looking everywhere. Hard times in the city, in a hard town by the sea. Ain't nowhere to run to. There ain't nothing here for free. the mountains high. Never gonna come back here till the day I die.
We are back. Hello.
Hello. I have your horoscope, Perna.
Ooh, great. I would love to know. I'm a Gemini, so this is for all the Geminis out there.
Including Remy, my sister.
Hi, Remy.
Gemini, March 1st, 2017. You might feel more energetic than you have in a long time, Gemini. The day's planetary aspects offer a powerful energy that will increase your mental acuity and physical strength, and this can really help you tackle and finish any tasks that have been piling up. If you manage to accomplish so much that you have time to spare, help others lighten their load. Tend to your own first, however.
That's really nice. I hope I get to help someone out today.
Yeah.
Not that I have a ton going on. Well, maybe that's what this means.
Maybe
I'll finish all the little things I have going on. I have a career services appointment today.
Oof.
They're going to tell me about my resume. Yeah. Yeah.
It needs to be done.
Career no more dread.
Career services is pretty useful, actually.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I went there once, and they did help me a lot. But
good to know.
It's not super fun thinking about these kinds of things.
It helped me a lot just to make the appointment. So if you're listening out there and you're really stressed, filled with existential dread about the impending graduation.
Oh, no.
Our impending graduation. Just make an appointment. It feels like, you know, you get to check off a box.
Yeah. It's a good resource.
That's really helpful.
While it's here.
It is. All right. We are going to play a song for our missing third DJ, Jenna. This is Estrelar. I don't know. Portuguese, again. Brazilian music by Marcos Valle.
Respiração, ar no pulmão.
Vamos lá.
Tem que esticar, tem que dobrar, tem que encaixar.
Vamos lá.
Um, dois e três, é sem parar. Mais uma vez.
Verão chegando.
Quem não se endireitar, não tem lugar o sol.
Domingo é dia.
De um tititi a mais e de bumbum pra trás.
Verão chegando.
Quem não se endireitar, não tem lugar o sol.
Domingo é dia.
Titi abaixo e de bumbum pra trás.
Vem,
lá, tem que malhar.
Vamos lá.
Musculação, respiração, ar no pulmão.
Vamos lá.
Tem que esticar, tem que dobrar, tem que encaixar.
Vamos lá.
Um, dois e três, é sem parar, mais uma vez.
Verão chegando.
Quem não se endireitar, não tem lugar ao sol.
Domingo é dia.
De um tititi a mais e de bombo pra trás.
Verão chegando.
Quem não se endireitar, não tem lugar ao sol.
Domingo é dia.
De um tititi a mais e de bombo pra trás. Musculação, respiração. Tem que esticar, tem que encaixar. Um, dois e três, é sem parar. Tem que correr, tem que suar. Musculação, ar no pulmão. Tem que esticar, tem que dobrar. Um, dois e três, mais uma vez.
Vamos lá, vamos nessa aí. Não pode parar. Todo mundo junto, ritmo. Tem que suar, vamos nessa. Um, dois, três.
Are back. Yeah, sorry for butchering the name and the title of the song. I can only pronounce in Spanish. Okay.
I have an idea, Perna.
Ooh, fun.
So our friend Jenna, the third DJ, she studied abroad in Brazil, and her Portuguese is great. So maybe each week Jenna could teach us a word or a phrase in Portuguese to aid our Portuguese learning.
Oh, I would love that.
I know one thing, and she told me that R's are pronounced like H's.
Yeah, yeah,
it's kind of hard for me to wrap my head around.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I have trouble with it, too.
Like, how would you say Perna?
Pohana.
Something like that. Some things maybe don't work.
How do you do H-N-A?
I don't know. I know, like, Remy would be Hemi.
Yeah. It's true.
That's so interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Rio de Janeiro is Rio de Janeiro, something like that.
That's Janeiro. So interesting.
I'm not really sure. anyway, you could teach us a phrase or a word each week in Hebrew.
I could.
I would like to learn one. Could aid in your
good
learning.
Word. Well. I can't even think right now. I'm so tired.
That's okay. Think about it for next week.
I'll think about it for next week.
And, oh, well, this is great. Hopefully you will be inspired to share a word with us. I'm going to play Inspiration Information by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. So I hope you enjoy this and you get inspired to start your Wednesday right. So thanks for listening to this. Thank you for listening. Our time is nearly up.
Before we give the show away to our friends who will be taking on at 9 o'clock, I just have a few shout-outs. Thank you to Rotem and Guy for listening. Shout-out to Jenna. Shout-out to Jack and Moose for training me how to be a DJ. I'll forever remember Edgar Allan Bro. And any other shout-outs?
I'd like to shout-out our house. I love them. The people in the house.
The people in our house.
Specifically.
Not the evil spirits.
Not the building itself.
Not the building.
Yeah, but you've been listening to Vagabond. This is our show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 9. And you've been listening to WMFO Medford.
And thank you for bearing with us as we get through the glitches of our first semi-real show.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully next week when Jenna's here, we'll have a theme, and
I have no doubt we'll have some fun themes for you to guess. So start saving up your music trivia. Also, suggestions will be welcome.
Definitely. And
you can message us on our Facebook page, Vagabond. Exactly. We're Vagabond. Rebranding currently, but
we're rebranding.
We'll get there. Okay. We're going to pass it off to our friends here. So if Molly, you want to show me how to switch it over to the automation just for a second. Molly, you want to prepare? Sorry, I don't know how to work the controls.
Okay.
Let's do this. Great.
So we have a Facebook page too.